Greetings, listeners. Welcome back to another Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines for the week of November 21st, 2022. Two armed men are arrested for threats to New York synagogues. A shooter kills five, injures 25 at a Colorado Springs LGBTQ club. A bomb and suspect has ties to Kurdish militant groups, and a Michigan man has been indicted for supporting ISIS. So let's dive into it. A New York court recently arraigned two men accused of making online threats against the state synagogues on 11 charges, including criminal possession of a weapon and criminal possession of a firearm. Police arrested suspects Matthew Mayer, 22, and Christopher Brown, 21, at Penn Station in New York City, November 18th. Law enforcement discovered Brown, who also faces charges of making a criminal threat, armed with an 8-inch military-style knife, a swastika arm patch, and a ski mask. Video camera footage captured the two suspects entering an Upper West Side apartment building believed to be Mayer's residence. Media reports indicate that Mayer carried a bag, which police later recovered in the lobby, containing a semi-automatic pistol, a large-capacity magazine, and 17 9mm rounds. Law enforcement arrested both subjects about an hour later. Allegedly, Brown's social media posts alerted the FBI and the NYPD to the threat. One such post stated, quote, "Gonna ask a priest if I should become a husband or shoot up a synagogue and die," end quote. Authorities said Brown told them he operates a white supremacist Twitter group, of which Mayer is a member. A man armed with a semi-automatic rifle opened fire in a Colorado Springs LGBTQ club on November 20th, killing five and injuring more than 25, before patrons subdued him. At least two patrons confronted and fought the suspect, Anderson Lee Aldrich, 22, pinning him down until police arrived, media reported stated. On site, police recovered a handgun and additional ammunition magazines. Investigators charged Aldrich with five counts of first-degree murder and five counts of a bias-motivated crime that caused bodily injury. Authorities previously arrested Aldrich in 2021 after he allegedly threatened his mother with a homemade bomb and other weapons. Law enforcement found no explosives at that time, and prosecutors did not pursue any charges and the court sealed the records, according to a local media report. Istanbul police said the woman arrested in a deadly November 14th bombing on a crowded city street has confessed to the attack. Alam al-Bashir, a Syrian national, claims the Kurdistan Workers' Party and the Democratic Union Party, along with its armed wing, trained her as a special intelligence officer. The groups deny involvement in the bombing that killed six and injured 80. Al-Bashir allegedly left the scene in a taxi after planting the explosives. Police said she entered Turkey illegally through the Syrian border town of Afrin. Tens of thousands of lives have been lost in decades of fighting between Turkey and Kurdish separatist groups. A Michigan man faces up to 35 years in prison for supporting ISIS and possessing an unspecified destructive device as a felon. Federal officials charged Afs Mohammed Nasir, 34, with providing personnel and services to ISIS, including himself, between 2011 and October 2017. He was convicted of armed robbery at a gas station in Oakland County in 2013 and sentenced to 3 to 20 years in prison, according to media reports. It's unclear if Nassar, formerly of Westland, is currently incarcerated for that crime. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years for the terrorism support attempt and 15 years on the weapons charge. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or by emailing tips@njohsp.gov.